Boss Man Show, the new coach of ETSU Buccaneers out of Southern Conference, Coach Jason Shea on the Boss Man Show. Coach Shea, man, how's it feel, man? You've been on the job almost 8 days here. It's the head man. How's it feel?
Well, thanks for having me. It's exciting, but I'm trying to get out of this spin cycle that I've been in. It's a whirlwind, just hit the ground running and, you know, trying to reconnect with our players and hire staff, but humbled and blessed and grateful to be given this opportunity with a program that has high expectations.
Most definitely, Coach. You know, that's a lot about you, that the administration and various decided to tap you as the head man, because, you know, you was a Coach Ford's right-hand man. You've been here all those years with Coach Ford, even when he was in JUCO coaching and Tennessee as well. So the fact that, you know, he moves on to a better position, and now you're here to keep the train rolling, man. It's making you feel really good. They thought, hey, Coach Shea can keep this train rolling the way it's been going the last 5 years here.
Yeah, I think, you know, I'm going to provide some stability and some continuity in this uncertain time that we're in. I've had my fingerprints all over the program. You know, I gave a lot of suggestions to Coach Forbes. He allowed me to do a lot of things and do what I do best. Now I get to make those decisions. And so, you know, looking forward to that and continuing our success.
Most definitely, in continuity doing this, you know, unstable times, you just really don't know how things are going to change from day to day, because I can say this to you. I interviewed Coach Forbes on March 12th, right? I was in Nashville, SEC tournament. Now, that morning we talked, we thought we was going to have some basketball in Nashville. Then I get to the arena, it's all canceled. So just think, just from 2 months ago talking to Coach Forbes to now, how much things are changing in the world, and now for you being the head coach there at TSU now, just trying to keep these young men stable now, because they need somebody who they know and trust, not somebody new from outside that they don't know, and we're not be able to have the Zoom, FaceTime, and, you know, all those different things we're doing now to communicate. It has to be good knowing they have somebody they know and trust that can help them through this tough time here.
Yeah. And, you know, and that's what I've tried to, in my press conference, I made the analogy, you know, Coach Forbes and I went to the same culinary school. So we're good chefs, and the dish is going to look the same, but mine's going to taste a little different with the spices that I put in it, because, you know, I'm not Coach Forbes. I'm Jason Shea. We're going to do things a little differently, but for the most part, the standards, the expectations, the core values, they're going to be the same moving forward. So there's not much of a transition and learning curve that our guys will have to do in a time that there's so much, you know, uncertainty, when we're going to come back, when we're going to be allowed to be on campus, what that's going to look like. Are we going to go to class, or is it still going to be online? And then all the guidelines that your state governors are putting on you, or the NCAA, or your conference, or your university president. You know, there's a lot of factors, and to have some continuity just is going to help moving forward.
Now, for you, Coach, how did you prepare yourself? I know you mentioned Coach Forbes gave you responsibilities as associate head coach here, his right-hand man. So how did you prepare all these years to become a head coach? Because I know when I was a co-host, before I became the main show host, I was thinking in my head how I would do things. So how did you prepare yourself to become for the opportunity when it kind of presented itself to be the head coach now, be a head coach anywhere? How did you prepare yourself?
Well, I think the first thing was, even when I was with Coach Pearl I was with Coach Pearl for 10 years. I was with him at UW-Milwaukee, then Tennessee, and then Steve came on staff, and I just tried to do the best job that I could do where my feet were and in the responsibilities that were given to me. And I tried to become elite. And, you know, I'm a good tactician or strategist, became a good X's and O guy. Both Coach Pearl, Coach Forbes, even Brian Jones, when I went up to North Dakota for 2 years, they entrusted me a lot in helping them during game with in-game adjustments, helping with play calls or helping with defensive adjustments. And then from there, I just tried to learn from them. What have they done? What has worked in the past with them that I would like to implement, or what I would change from what they have done to make it better, and just to making mental notes. But first I tried to, take my role serious and be a star in my role, to get to this position.
Most definitely. And that nothing being on those coaches, Coach Brian Jones, Steve Forbes, Bruce Pearl, is you learn how to build a program, a sustainable program. So I feel like ETSU made a great choice in you because you've been around three men who know how to build and sustain a program from top to bottom over many years.
Yeah, Coach Pearl and Coach Forbes, they're both big personalities. It's not necessarily me, but I do think they did a great job of connecting with the fans everywhere they've been, and that's important to have that connection, to create that pride within your community, within your fan base, because it can be a huge advantage when you're at home. And then when you travel, you can just make people in awe of what you have. And so just getting out there and reconnecting and with our fan base and trying to be in front of them as much as possible, that's important. That's a big part of being a successful program. When I was with Coach Pearl, our attendance numbers through the roof at UW-Milwaukee. We were ranked fourth in attendance five of the 6 years at Tennessee in the nation. And then here at ETSU, Coach Forbes, we've led the league in attendance every year. So, I think that's all important.
Yeah, you guys have a great home court advantage up there, man. I know Mercer came up there and got you, I think, this year, but really you all don't lose at home at all. So, I mean, talk about, for our people who might not have heard about your program and how you guys play up there in John City. Talk about the environment of home games on ETSU game days.
Well, they're awesome. Our arena seats 6,200. And we average a little over 5,000. We've had a dozen sellouts in the 5 years we've been here. It's big time. They're passionate about the Bucks, and they show up in droves. Our conference tournament is in Asheville, and we call that Freedom Hall South. Freedom Hall is where we play here in Johnson City, and we'll have 5,000 or 6,000 in another arena that only seats about 6,500 and sell that out during the conference tournament. But, philosophy wise, we're going to continue to play the game the right way with discipline, and tough, physical, hard nosed defense. We're going to attack offensively and put the defense on their heels. We're going to move the ball, share it. You're going to have that first to the floor mentality, give great effort. Because I think if you have to teach effort, then it's hard to win. So that's what we're going to continue to look like. Those are going to be the staples of our program and what we've done. And that's the way, I've learned under the coaches that I have coached under.
Now, Coach, a lot of people don't realize this, but ETSU was the winningest school in the state the last 5 years in Tennessee. A lot of people might not realize that, but that's how much winning you guys have done over the last 5 years up there.
Yeah, we won 130 games in 5 years, so that's 26 wins a year. And that's pretty good sustainability right there. And, we have started to build a national brand. They recognize the ETSU. I was talking to guys that were from our first team, and before we got here, they would go home to wherever they're from, and people would ask me, ETSU, what's that? And they tell them East Tennessee State, and they said, is that Division I? And then, and then the change, and now people see them, ETSU, East Tennessee State, right? And he's like, yeah, you guys are nice. So, we're building that national brand and have some recognition, and that's it's awesome to see and be a part of.
And, Coach, just for the listeners down here who may not know about it, I'll try to tell them that your imprint in ETSU is pretty much, you have a good radius to go. You know, south to Atlanta, north up to Cincinnati, or Indianapolis, Louisville, east to Charlotte. There, you know, west if you want to go far across the state to Memphis, even down to Birmingham. Like, where you located, where you can get to a lot of places in within a 5-6 hour drive. If you save it, because the '80s love to save on budget, and you know, save those for plane miles. There, so. Sure. Where you locate, you can drive pretty quickly and see the different players on their given night when you're not playing a game. So talk about your recruiting imprint and how you're going to attack recruiting and attack the regional area around you guys to bring in quality talent to keep this train going you guys have up here at ETSU.
Sure. We're going to continue to cast a national net, but the Southeast is important. I think kids growing up, and I know myself, they enjoy playing in front of family and friends, and they love to, you know, there's some pride to play close to home so that they can come see them. And so we're going to continue to do that. We're going to use every resource possible. We've always recruited and had a blueprint of we're going to recruit the best players that we can get. And that could be high school. That could be junior college. That could be transfers. It could be grad transfers. We're going to piece together a team with the best possible players. And we've been able to do that in the past. And that's going to look like we're going to be versatile. We're going to be able, you know, we can have a lot of different combinations out there. We can play traditional, big. We can play four guards and a big, or we can play small and have five guards out there. We did that this past year. We're going to be long. We're going to be athletic. We're going to be deep. I think our success has been predicated a lot on our depth. We don't fall off. We have starters sitting on the bench, but you know, that also builds competition in practice. And sometimes our practices are more competitive than the games because guys are fighting for minutes and their spot. And that's how you develop when you are constantly on edge and have to bring your A game. And lastly, you know, we've always had experience, and those things help in March to make deep runs in the NCAA tournament.
Most definitely, especially when you and I are in a 1B league as well, the SoCon, these, you know, those quality basketball in the league. 7 of 10 schools this year was 500 or better, but you know, it's always been like, unfortunately, been a 1B league, you know, it's unfortunate, but people sleep on the conference because Chattanooga's gotten better, Mercer's getting better, of course. You got UNC or Greensboro up there as well, you know. You know, you got all these, Furman's always good with Bob Ritchie, so, you know, you always got this competition from SoCon, from top to bottom. Talk about the league has actually gotten better from the bottom teams, has gotten much better as well, and what you expect going forward in the league, all the tough coaches and tough teams coming up in this next year here.
Well, you know, our it starts with our leadership, and Jim Schaus just became our commissioner, and he's got a vision, and he's helping. You know, we are on the verge of being a multi-bid league. You know, too, Greensboro was on the verge last year. Furman and ourselves were, and then this year, you know, if we didn't win the conference tournament, I think we would have had a great chance to be in a large bid, being a team that would have been, you know, 29-5 at the time. We ended up 30-4 because we did win it all. But we've got great coaches, and they challenge you each and every night to think and then communicate with your players on a game plan. But you don't want to over clutter their mind with so much stuff because, you know, they're coaches are good and they're going to challenge you. So you want your guys to play freely, but they're going to be put in some bad positions, and you got to just trust that you've taught them well and your principles are good, and you can cover most of this stuff, and they may get you, and you just got to tip your hat to them and say congratulations and go on to the next play. But our league is super strong, especially when you look at the wins that our conference has had against the Power Five teams. You know, we went out there and had some huge wins. We went on the road this past year and beat LSU on the road by double digits. And we played Kansas. We were down 5 with 6 minutes to go. So we gave ourselves a chance. And our league is just continuing to get better and better each year.
And that's what I got for you, Coach, non-conference scheduling-wise. I know you have to play some guaranteed games, raise money for the university, but beyond those games, how you see yourself going about scheduling for your team this year? It'll be a tough schedule, challenge your guys for conference play, of course, or play a non-exempt tournament as well, and or you just try to take some guys home as well, get guys close back to home, see if they can get Sierra family, see them play one time in their books on Navy and go over there.
You know, we're going to schedule tough as always. We want to challenge ourselves. I think doing that in the preseason allows you, gets you prepared for a tough conference season. And so we're always going to schedule with that mindset that we want to be challenged. But we also think we can go and win those games. And, you know, if we have the opportunity to take one of our players back closer to home, so that they can have a bunch of people come and represent them from wherever their hometown or their family. You always want to do that because I think that's something special and something those kids, you know, look forward to. And it's just a nice gesture. But yeah, scheduling is always difficult when you're one of the better mid-major teams in the country. It's hard to schedule. It's taken us a long time, the last several years, to finish our schedule. But we work through that every day. It's almost like recruiting, and try to get our schedule done as fast as possible. But it is a challenge.
Yes, Neil, Coach Shea, thank you for your time today. Congrats on the new gig. I'm going to have to talk to you again down the road. More opportunities to talk to you as well as your teams going on the road here and play and get these things done for you. Your Bucks, man, good luck to you. I know you're doing a great job up there, man.
Well, I appreciate it, Jar. Anytime, I'd love to be on there and talk some basketball, talk hoops, talk whatever. But enjoyed your time, and hopefully we can do it in the near future. And go Bucks.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed, Coach. Have a good one. Be safe, man. Thank you.
All right, thank you.
For all your photo, video, and voiceover needs, check out the fine folks at Blueberry Productions. They will take good care of you. If you don't believe me, you can see for yourself. Check out their work at blueberryproductions.tv, the Facebook page, Blueberry Productions, also a Vimeo page, a YouTube page, and it's Blueberry, BLUBERRY, prod on Twitter. Check them out today. Blueberry Productions, great people, great work. Great service.
Hey there. Your yard took a real beating this summer. Luckily, Scott's Turf Builder Winter Guard has your back. Just feed your grass with Scott's again this fall when the air is cool and the soil is warm. It's the perfect time to give your lawn a boost. If you do, Winter Guard will give your yard the nourishment it needs to help weak, thin grass recover and support root growth, giving you a greener, more resilient lawn both now and next spring. Guaranteed. Grab a bag of Scott's Turf Builder Winter Guard today. You'll be back to barbecuing in no time. This is a Scott's Yard.
Hey parents, we all try to be extra careful with our children in the car, but then we get an important call or text. Remember, our children are watching. Make every drive a good example. Be in the zone. Turn off your phone. Visit childrenshospital.vanderbilt.org/BITZ to learn more about our Teen Driver Safety Program. Brought to you by Monroe Carroll Jr. Children's Hospital at Vanderbilt, the Ford Motor Company Fund, and the Allstate Foundation.
Hello, my name is Travis Williams, President and CEO of Academics and Athletic Consulting, focusing on educating and empowering tomorrow's collegiate athletic leaders. My passion is for the education and genuine concern and care for today's student athlete. It's the centerpiece of my life's work. A college education, both in and out of the classroom, is a truly rewarding benefit. For more information on AAC, you can go to www.academicsandathleticsconsulting.com. Once again, www.academicsandathleticsconsulting.com. Or you can follow me on Facebook at Academics and Athletic Consulting, or Twitter at Coach TWheel24, or Instagram Travis L. Williams 24. Or you can call me at 404-542-607. Once again, AAC is very proud to partner with J.R. McHenry of the Boss Man Radio Show, covering sports and entertainment across the country. Please tune in weekly for informative, entertaining, and expert analysis on today's sports and entertainment topics. Thank you.
Hip-hop fans, I got a great album for you. The debut album from Family Grind ENT, True Speech and 313 Fresh. We're going to give you two discs, 33 songs of pure, genuine hip-hop. Albums available on iTunes, Amazon, Google Play, IllStreetRex.com, and streaming live right now on Rhapsody, Beats Music, Spotify, Xbox Music, Slacker Radio, and SoundCloud. Check them out today. True Speech and 313 Fresh, Family Grind ENT. Believe in it. Get it.
A gorgeous tan from Suntan City gives you an inner glow that relights the fire when you run into your first crush.
Vicky, who was that?
An old boyfriend.
Lucky you just tanned at Suntan City.
Lucky he's single. We're doing lunch tomorrow.
Won't be single for long then.
During Tour of the City, try all 5 tans, including spray tan, for just $4.99. Restrictions may apply. Click to buy now.
When you're a teen, you finally get to make some of your own decisions. Who are you going to hang out with? What do you want to be? Are you going to glance at that text while driving? Remember, a split second is all it takes for something tragic to happen. Be in the zone. Turn off your phone. Visit childrenshospital.vanderbilt.org/BITZ to learn more about our Teen Driver Safety Program. Brought to you by Monroe Carroll Jr. Children's Hospital at Vanderbilt, the Ford Motor Company Fund, and the Allstate Foundation.
It's maybe the night that my dreams might let me know. All the stars are closer. All the stars are closer.
Tell me what you gonna do to me. Confrontation ain't nothing new to me. You could bring a bullet, bring a sword, bring a morgue, but you can't bring the truth to me.
Alexa, play Kendrick Lamar and SZA.
Okay.
Maybe the night that my dreams might let me know. All the stars are closer.
With Amazon Music, a voice is all you need. Get tens of millions of songs. Download the Amazon Music app today.
Yeah, yeah, it's your man JC, the host with the most, baby. And it goes down each and every Saturday night right here in the city of Memphis. That's right, y'all. It goes down at Clicks Sports Bar Memphis, baby. 3705 Malco Way, Memphis, Tennessee, 38125. Come out and join us, the Three Kings, each and every Saturday night for the livest karaoke in the city. Everybody gets in free till 10 p.m., only $5 after. Great food. We got drink specials. We got all kind of games, man. We got the pool tables popping. Whatever you want, we got you, man. Come on out. Have a good time with us each and every Saturday night. That's Clicks Sports Bar, Memphis.
Fall Battle the Boss Man Show. Time for my man, JC Smith, host of the official S Fuck podcast. Catch it on Zoom. Have also a YouTube channel as well. Check it out. They bringing it to you. JC, Brandon, Stacy, and Lee. They giving it to you. JC, brother, what's good, my man?
What's going on, bro?
Man, not much, man. Enjoying a nice spring day here in the ATL, man. I think summertime is right around the corner. I think the weather's finally broke for good now, bro.
Yeah, it appears so, man. You know, it's a nice day here in Memphis also, man. We're in the 80s. So, yeah, I think summertime is right around the corner, man.
Bro, we watched The Last Dance episodes 7 and 8 kind of right in our childhood there, brother, with that one right there, bro. What are your thoughts on episodes 7 and 8, man? And kind of give us, listen, like your highlights of what you saw on Sunday night there.
Man, hey, you know, I've been loving the whole documentary, man. Each and every episode I've recorded and have gone back and watched several times, man, just to relive all those old memories and moments and to find out some things that I never even knew. When I thought that I was, you know, the most avid, you know, person that knew everything about the Bulls and Jordan at that time, but there were still some things that I didn't even know about, man. But just when to go back as far as episode 7 and 8, it pretty much covered the last championship, the last of the first three-peat from that time, from about 93 to about 96, after Jordan decided to step down and go play baseball, and Scottie Pippen ascended to be the head honcho on the team, and the great season he had that first year after Michael Jordan, he averaged 22 points almost, 8 rebounds, 6 assists during that season, when he could have very well been MVP. And then also the moment where he did not want to go into the game against the Knicks. I guess it was game three, I believe. Game three or game four, man, where Tony Kukoc ended up hitting the game shot. Yeah, ended up hitting the game winning shot. And Scottie decided to stay on the bench, man, and how that's always going to be a stain on his great career. And then Jordan eventually coming back, you know, with the 4-5 and getting knocked out by your old Orlando Magic back in the day, bro. So, yeah, like I said, 7 and 8, man. I can't wait. I don't want it to end, man. I wish there was some more episodes, you know, after 9 and 10 this weekend, man. I'm not ready for it to end, but, you know, I'm sure the final two episodes are going to be, you know, even greater, man. So I'm looking forward to that.
Bruh, I was actually – I had some PTSD from when I was like 89 years old, man. The 8-year-old year was a good year because we beat the Chicago Bulls and then beat the Pacers in 7 games and then Nick Anderson happened in the finals and it broke my heart.
Then, man, wait. Yeah,
then in 96, the sweep, I was there, unfortunately. And it's bad when you have Anthony Bonner out there with John Konecak trying to deal with the Bulls because Horace Grant's arm was injured. I have not forgot that, man. And Brian Shaw had back spasms. Right? That series against the Bulls, man, everything went sour that series. I mean, and so, yeah, having relived that, knowing how I felt as a younger kid when the Bulls destroyed my Magic after we beat them the year prior, which I know why now because Jordan wasn't himself that year. He was still in a baseball body from being with the Birmingham Barons. So, now, it kind of sprung this question, JC. Had baseball not went on strike, would Jordan have kept up with the MLB?
Yeah, man. You know, Mike had the he still had the baseball body. He had the conditioning. Yeah, you got tired out in that Orlando series, but man, did he come back with a vengeance that following year? You knew Mike was out for blood, man. To sweep a team with Shaq and Penny like that, man. I think Horace got hurt in that series, I believe.
He got hurt in game one.
Yeah, but still, man, you know, Mike was on a mission, man.
I remember watching it on TNT. Sitting in the living room with my dad watching it on TNT. I remember.
No doubt.
In game two, the Magic were up by 18 in the third quarter.
I remember, bro.
And they went on that run, and that was it.
Yeah. There was no looking back after that, yeah.
And I feel like the Magic had the PTSD from the Houston series. Because think about it. Every game is Houston. The Magic was up every game in the third quarter. Right. Every game they was up in the third quarter. And got swept by the Rockets, which caused Shaq to go to L.A. and Brian Hill to be fired. And then they all set off all those chain of events where the Magic just was – they'll get have a good start and they'll lose them.
Hey, shout out to Nick Anderson, man.
Yes. Nick Anderson calls it all. Yes, he did. Hey, the Magic to me is still chasing, bro, the uniforms, though. The best ones was the original ones. They're still chasing.
Right.
Just go back to it, please.
I know what you mean.
Just quit chasing. Yeah. Go back to it. You know, so, yeah, man. The Lad Dance has been good. And what about Gary Payton saying, he told George Karl, and hey, I'm guarding Michael Jordan. We're down 3-0. Do you think, had they put Payton on MJ earlier, that would have made a difference in your mind?
Yes and no. I'm going to say yes as far as the aspect. Gary Payton's actually telling the truth. The way that he was playing Michael, the way that he was, you know, bodying him, you know, and trying to deny him, you know, position there, it did have a little effect on Michael. If you go back and look at some of those games, I think the only really great game that Michael had in that series was game three when they went the first game in Seattle. But all the other games, Michael shot well under, you know, his norm, his average from the field. And in the clinching game six, I believe Mike had a horrible shooting percentage, man. You know, I was watching the game, rewatching it the other night, Yeah, man, he was horrible from the field, but just made it up on the free throw line. So Gary was telling the truth that maybe if they would put him on earlier, you know, he could possibly tire Mike out a little bit. However, Mike being the savvy veteran, the savvy, you know, player who knows how to score from anywhere, you know, and knows how to get his points, he was still going to get buckets regardless. It was just the fact of how much pressure and as far as how much that Gary Payton, you know, could deny position on him. Because Gary did a good job, you know. But Michael's going to get his points. Because when you're that great, when you're the greatest player of all time, you're going to get points regardless. You're going to find a way to score. Gary, it's a conditioning and just taking a toll as far as maybe trying to tire him out late in the game where others may have had to step up, you know, to help out, as opposed to Mike kind of carrying the load like y'all always used to.
No doubt. And also, interesting, B.J. Armstrong supposedly awoken up the sleeping giant by celebrating the game 2 win the Hornets had against the Bulls at the Giant Center. And the Hornets got pretty much a gentleman sweep 4-1. But Michael Jordan says that B.J. Armstrong should have known better. And his trash talk set them off pretty much and got them to get the Hornets out of there real fast.
Yeah, man, you don't poke the beast, man. Do not poke the bear. Let him sleep. You know, but you can't knock BJ, man. You know, it's all you. Of course, you know you're not gonna beat the Bulls. You're not gonna beat Mike in the series, but just one game, one moment. You know, BJ was pulling himself, but hey, then you woke him up. You know what I'm saying? And then it's over with after that.
No doubt, and let's Listen, this NBA had a call on Tuesday and a vote amongst the players where 70% of the players want to play, but a lot of players on bad teams don't want to play still. And the NBA trying to find a way to get this season in and still play 82 games next year. They don't want to take testing away from the people. And there's really no plan of if somebody gets the virus, what happens. So, what are your thoughts on the NBA trying to find a way back and still probably 82 games next season? But looks to me like the time, if you're trying to do 82 next year, time's running out already.
Yeah, man. Like I said, though, this virus is throwing a monkey wrench and everything across the board when it comes to sports. So,
and at this point, boss, I mean, it's strange to say, it doesn't really bother me if the NBA doesn't come back. You know, is that weird to say? Like, I'm not really – if they come back, cool. If not, I understand also. Because for them to come back and finish the season out, you're going to be playing well into possibly, what, August?
August and maybe September.
Right. And I just hate the schedule being thrown off like that where, you know, I know everybody said, well, the season should start – you know, around Christmas anyway. No. The season should always start around Halloween. That was always when you knew the NBA season was about to start. Halloween, first couple of days of November. I don't want the season to start around Christmas or New Year's, man. I hate that it's throwing everything off. But if you told me that, hey, we can guarantee the season will start at the same time, but we can't come back and finish this season, I'd be okay with that. I would be okay with starting the 2020-2021 season around the same time, like we do every year, as opposed to starting in December and having it just for us to be able to finish this season. I'm against that, man, because at this point, whoever wins the championship is going to have an asterisk on it anyway. You know, it's going to be an asterisk there, you know, whoever wins this year. So, yeah, man, I'm not concerned with that. It sucks for guys like LeBron as far as his legacy. Let's say if they don't finish the season out, you know, but yeah, I don't want to see a season with asterisk on it anymore, man.
I'm fine with it being over, too. I guess mine's more selfish reasons is the fact that, hey, I have asthma. I can't go back anyway and cover the team without a vaccine.
Right.
So it's kind of a selfish reason for me why, if I hope it don't come back, you know, I don't want to be put in a spot where I have to say, hey, I ain't coming back because of my health.
Right.
And then lose my position. So for me, it's selfish why I don't want them to come back, but I don't miss it anymore. I have my routine of YouTube and, you know,
yeah.
Twitter and what I do on myself on my phone. So
absolutely,
I'm fine with it not coming back. So yeah, so bro, what do you have on tap for the Essential as Fuck podcast this week, my brother?
Oh, hey man, you know we gotta talk about Boosie, man, Lil Boosie, and that he revealed, you know, I'm sure Boss, you're familiar with the story, man, mm-hmm. about him, you know, supplying his young son, I think it was his son and a nephew or something like that, and they're only about 12, 13 years old, they're supplying them with prostitutes, man. You know, so we gotta talk about that, you know, as well, because to me it seemed like that's some, you know, police man to get involved in that situation, man.
Yeah, that's a charge waiting to happen.
That's a charge, right. You know, so we're going to talk about that, man. And man, you know, of course, I talk about coronavirus updates, man, and Dr. Fauci and everything going on that end. And also, you know, we got to show some love to the 2020 graduates also, man. You know, all my 2020 high school, college graduates, you know, we're going to show them some love also, man, on the show.
No doubt, folks. Check out JC's show, Essential as Fuck Podcast, on YouTube and Facebook, where you can see him and his crew every week. Folks, we're going to take a break. Coming back with the Boss Report, JC Smith, a special edition of it because Bone's out sick this week. So stick around, folks. Boss Report, out for the break.
For all your photo, video, and voiceover needs, check out the fine folks at Blu Ray Productions. They will take good care of you. If you don't believe me, you can see for yourself. Check out their work at blueberryproductions.tv, the Facebook page, Blueberry Productions, also a Vimeo page, a YouTube page, and it's Blueberry, BLUBERRY, Prod on Twitter. Check them out today. Blueberry Productions, great people, great work, great service.
Hey there, your yard took a real beating this summer. Luckily, Scott's Turf Builder WinterGuard has your back. Just feed your grass with Scott's again this fall when the air is cool and the soil is warm. It's the perfect time to give your lawn a boost. If you do, WinterGuard will give your yard the nourishment it needs to help weak, thin grass recover and support root growth, giving you a greener, more resilient lawn both now and next spring. Guaranteed. Grab a bag of Scott's Turf Builder Winter Guard today. You'll be back to barbecuing in no time. This is a Scott's Yard.
Hey parents, we all try to be extra careful with our children in the car, but then we get an important call or text. Remember, our children are watching. Make every drive a good example. Be in the zone. Turn off your phone. Visit childrenshospital.vanderbilt.org/BITZ to learn more about our Teen Driver Safety Program. Brought to you by Monroe Carroll Jr. Children's Hospital at Vanderbilt, the Ford Motor Company Fund, and the Allstate Foundation.
Hello, my name is Travis Williams, President and CEO of Academics and Athletic Consulting, focusing on educating and empowering tomorrow's collegiate athletic leaders. My passion is for the education and genuine concern and care for today's student athlete. It's the centerpiece of my life's work. A college education, both in and out of the classroom, is a truly rewarding benefit. For more information on AAC, you can go to www.academicsandathleticsconsulting.com. Once again, www.academicsandathleticsconsulting.com. Or you can follow me on Facebook at Academics and Athletic Consulting or Twitter at Coach TWill24 or Instagram Travis L. Williams 24. Or you can call me at 404-542-6079. Once again, AAC is very proud to partner with J.R. McHenry of the Bossman Radio Show, covering sports and entertainment across the country. Please tune in weekly for informative, entertaining, and expert analysis on today's sports and entertainment topics. Thank you.
Hip-hop fans, I got a great album for you. The debut album from Family Grind ENT, True Speech and 313 Fresh. We're going to give you two discs, 33 songs of pure, genuine hip-hop. Albums available on iTunes, Amazon, Google Play, illstreetrex.com, and streaming live right now on Rhapsody, Beats Music, Spotify, Xbox Music, Slacker Radio, and SoundCloud. Check them out today. True Speech and 313 Fresh. Family Grind ENT. Believe in it. Get it.
A gorgeous tan from Suntan City gives you an inner glow that relights the fire when you run into your first crush.
Vicky, who was that?
an old boyfriend.
Lucky you just tanned at Suntan City.
Lucky he's single. We're doing lunch tomorrow.
Won't be single for long then.
During Tour of the City, try all 5 tans, including spray tan, for just $4.99. Restrictions may apply. Click to buy now.
When you're a teen, you finally get to make some of your own decisions. Who are you going to hang out with? What do you want to be? Are you going to glance at that text while driving? Remember, a split second is all it takes for something tragic to happen. Be in the zone. Turn off your phone. Visit childrenshospital.vanderbilt.org/BITZ to learn more about our Teen Driver Safety Program. Brought to you by Monroe Carroll Jr. Children's Hospital at Vanderbilt, the Ford Motor Company Fund, and the Allstate Foundation.
It's maybe the night that my dreams might let me know. All the stars are closer. All the stars are closer.
Tell me what you're gonna do to me. Confrontation ain't nothing new to me. You could bring a bullet, bring a sword, bring a morgue, but you can't bring the truth to me.
Alexa, play Kendrick Lamar and SZA.
Okay.
With Amazon Music, a voice is all you need. Get tens of millions of songs. Download the Amazon Music app today.
Yeah, it's your man JC, the host with the most, baby, and it goes down each and every Saturday night right here in the city of Memphis. That's right, y'all. It goes down at Clicks Sports Bar Memphis, baby. 3705 Malco Way, Memphis, Tennessee, 38125. Come out and join us, the Three Kings, each and every Saturday night for the livest karaoke in the city. Everybody gets in free till 10 p.m., only $5 after. Great food. We got drink specials. We got all kind of games, man. We got the pool tables popping. Whatever you want, we got you, man. Come on out. Have a good time with us each and every Saturday night. That's Clicks Sports Bar, Memphis.
All right, folks, back here in the Boss Man Show. Having the Boss Report with my man, J.C. Smith. Bruh, it's been a while for you, man. You sure remember how it goes?
Damn, I haven't done a Boss Report in a minute, man.
It ain't changed too much, bro. It ain't changed too much. It's still crazy, man. It's still crazy.
Man, let's go. Let's do it.
All right. Folks, been waiting on it. It's time for it. It's here. It's the Boss Report. All right, bro. First story, the sad story. UK rail worker dies from coronavirus after being spit on by a passenger, upset at her for telling him to pay the right fee. He's still at large.
This happened over in the UK?
Yeah.
Oh, that's wild, man. Like, I mean, it's a sign of the times, bro. You know, you just have to break up. If people can, really do that to you, and your life be over with, just like that, man. It's bad times. I hope they do catch that guy, man.
And also, man, this is what we're talking about with African Americans not getting into our healthcare with this virus. What's the story right here? Epitomizing right here, JC. Chicago mom tests positive for COVID-19 during childbirth. Now the hospital sends her home.
Wow. Woo. Like I say, there's so many stories out there, boss. But yeah, that's a tough one right there, man. Especially, the way that this virus has affected, us as a people, as a community, sad, bro. Like what words can you even, say to try to, describe or justify what took place, man? Yeah, that's cold, man. Cold world, bro.
Exactly. A little bit more lighter note, Pluto Energy. Rich the Kid scoops Tekashi 6ix9ine's baby mama in a Lambo, landing him praise from Toxic King Future.
Wait, who is this?
Rich the Kid.
Oh.
He scooped Tekashi 6ix9ine's baby mama in a Lambo, and Future praised him for it.
Yo. I mess with some Rich Kid's music, man, but switch the gears, man. What's your thoughts with Tekashi, man? Like, him getting out, him snitching on everybody. Do you think something's gonna happen to him?
Yes.
Yeah.
Every dog has his day.
Me too. I think something's gonna happen to him.
When you rat out people like that, they yeah. It's just a matter of when and where. That's That's all.
No doubt.
No, definitely. And we got this. KWA, out-of-pocket maskless Karen attacks Red Lobster workers on Mother's Day. Cheddar Biscuit Twitter attacks.
Man, this is why this about the boss court, man. It's so many layers to your silly stories, man. Let's break it down. So we got Red Lobster.
Yes. Out of pocket. Yes, out of pocket. Masters Karen going crazy on workers because she wanted a table on Mother's Day.
So she was throwing the biscuits?
Yes.
Wow, Karen out here wilding, man.
Yes.
That's crazy, man. And the tub biscuits, they good when they hot, man. Yeah, but yeah, Karen wilding, man.
Man, what you said, get this. Hackers threatened to leak personal information about LeBron James, Drake, Lady Gaga, and Elton John, and more unless Alan Grubman's PR firm pays $21 million.
Man, it's another Tekashi situation going on here?
I think so,
bruh. Wow. Wow, man. $21 million, though?
$21 million to keep him quiet.
Hey, man, I don't know about that, dog. You know what I'm saying? How are we supposed to stop snitching, man? Quit snitching.
Exactly. Just stop snitching, please. Please. And get this. Dusted Daddy. Boosie Badass Brag saying, quote, "Ain't nothing wrong with getting my nephews and sons some professional mouth work. They my sons and my nephews." What he said, bro, in response to criticism.
All right, so, yeah, man, you know, the whole black, you know, community, everybody has been chiming in on this topic. I think Boosie, man, sometimes you just best serve just shut up, man. Don't say nothing. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, you were talking about D-Wade and son and the controversy behind that. But if it's stemming from your own family, sometimes you got to think before you put stuff out there, man. Like, Boosie's opened himself up to possible charges. You know what I'm saying? You know, and it's like the real, like, it's some real stuff here, man. He could be open. Like, I understand what he's trying to do. But at that age, you don't do that, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, now, if his son and nephew, I say, what, 16, 18, you know what I'm saying? And you see they show a strong interest in girls and, you know, and trying to get girls. Yeah, at that point, you know, if you want to do a little something like that within the confines and comfort of your own home, then, okay, that's fine. But yeah, but don't broadcast that. And also, they're too young at that point to be trying to do all. They don't know what the hell is going on or what they doing.
Exactly. He doing the most. This is where being too real goes wrong.
Yeah. Exactly, man. He's opening himself up to all kind of, you know, child services now to get involved in something like that, man.
Most definitely. Yeah, this story, bro. Slipping, falling, can't get up. Sadly, State of New York says DMX owes nearly $200,000 in back taxes.
DMX owes
$200,000
in back taxes?
Yes.
Man, I loved it growing up, and I always wish that X would have kind of gone a different route. You know what I'm saying? Like, I think X is always too street or too hood for his own good. You know what I'm saying? Like, where if X would have gone like the Jay-Z route? You know what I'm saying? Maybe not be a mogul and all that, but you know the type of rapper that people look at, like people look at Snoop. You know how Snoop is revered and loved? Like, I think X could have gone that same route, especially, you know, because he was very, you know, religious and everything. Like, X could have gone like Mace. The Mace route and became a pastor and, you know, could have had himself a whole different, you know, fan base, man, as opposed to sticking to the streets, sticking to what he knows. I think that definitely has, you know, served against him over the years, the numerous trips to jail and rehab. And, you know what I'm saying? And X was a pretty good actor. He had a decent movie career going, man.
He did, and
you know, but yeah, you know, so this is just another story, you know, in the life of DMX, man, where it just seems like he just can't, like you said, flipping and falling, and just can't find a way to stay out of trouble, man, to stay out of the news.
No, definitely. What the hell news? Shannon Brown arrested, charged after firing a rifle at two strangers trying to enter his Fayetteville, Georgia home.
Okay. Funny you should bring this up. Me and my friend, he sent me the story earlier, and we were debating it, right? Because she loves to go back and forth with me. You know what I'm saying? So she sent me the story, and she was trying to defend Shannon Brown and the fact of him, you know, having the gun and shooting, you know, I guess what warning shots are. I don't know if he shot directly at the folks, but I was more so looking at it from the couple's perspective. Okay, now what they should have done, boss, they should have called their realtor to go ahead and schedule a time to come see the house. That was the house they wanted to look at. In my mind, I'm figuring they probably just go out for a little drive in the area and possibly looking for home to purchase, to buy, you know, but they saw Shannon's house and they saw the for sale sign, saw the door open. I'm assuming this couple is probably white because a black couple is not going to do this.
Not in Fayetteville, Georgia. Yeah, it was white.
Yeah, I'm assuming that's what was going on. And they start, you know, it'd be all good. And then what should have happened in my mind at that point in time, when they walk in, Shannon Brown comes down and sees, you know, these folks in his house, there should have been some dialogue going on at that point. Like, hey, what are you guys doing here? Hey, oh, we're sorry, we're looking at a house. Well, the house is not, you know, it's not open to view right now. Oh, sorry, you know, and that's it. How did it escalate from just coming to the house with gunshots? You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like, how did we get there? They were wrong, you know, for trespassing, because that's still trespassing, but Shannon Brown, you know, he went too far with the shots to take excessive force. You know, you can make a claim for it. And I was surprised, boss, that he served 2 days in jail for that. I thought it could possibly been longer than 2 days, man, honestly.
We still got some charges. He's just in there. It happened on the weekend, so it wasn't no court. He had to wait till Monday.
There you go. There
so
it is.
That's kind of what that is. It's kind of tricky. When you do something on Friday night, you might not see a judge till Monday.
There it is.
Or you do something on Saturday night, you might not see a judge till Monday. So you don't be, he don't get you for a day automatically.
Right. So it's one of those situations. Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah, man.
Best. Right in the backyard here, too. We got this one. Nice. This here goes some layers for you. Guns, orgies, fuck you mean. Brotherly love. Lover Earl Thomas shows off diamond encrusted chain he was gifted by blinging, blamming better half for his birthday, despite cheating scandal. What about that, bro?
Yeah, you talking about that's a boss man story written all over right there, man. I'm boss report all day. Now, you know, I'm a big Texas guy, so, you know, got much love for Earl Thomas, man, but I don't understand this, man. Okay. Now, this is probably not the first time him and his girl had these issues. He's probably been doing this thing for a minute. But my thing is, you a big-time, all-pro, NFL safety. Like, you or your team should know the ins and outs of using Snapchat. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's a way, a ghost account where you cannot, you know what I'm saying, be detected or, you know, traced or anything like that to where his wife couldn't have found him. And then, okay, you and your brother, you know, it's your brother and everything, so you doing dirt or whatever, you know, your brother got your back, that's cool. Well, y'all in the same bed, though, bro? Like, no, nah, hey, my little brother, man, we doing some dirt. Hey, man, you gotta go to the other room, bro. I ain't trying to...
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. That's not like a bad porno on Pornhub or something, man.
Yeah, like, I ain't trying to see. I mean, you my guy. We're going to do the. I'm going to do my thing. You do your thing. I'm going to get out of there, okay?
Yeah, y'all rented Airbnbs, I'm sure. There's plenty of rooms.
you know what I'm saying? Like, it wasn't like y'all only had that one room to be in. Y'all probably have like three or four different rooms y'all could have gone to. Like, okay, hey, bro, I got three girls right here. You take your three to the next room. Bam, we do what we do. You know what I'm saying? But nah, fam. There's only one floor. Only one floor that is gonna be visible around here, man.
Yeah. That whole story is very like Boss Reporters right here. This one right here is going to throw you off too. It's very much about what's story here. Swiper, no swiping. New York nurse steals dying coronavirus patient's credit card to buy gas and groceries in the amount of $100.
Wow. For $100, man, you're going to basically throw away your career and go to jail.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, that's crazy, man. For $100, though, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Man, folks don't see the big picture, man. Like, I mean, you gonna wild out. You let it be for like thousands of dollars, something like that. Don't wild out for $100, man. That's not smart, man.
Yes, indeed. And the final story, state of Florida, bro. Of course, it's Florida. A Florida man arrested after getting caught jerking off his Johnson to give a female a facial at a Florida picnic park bench.
Damn. Yep. Has Florida written all over. literally has Florida written all over. Literally, man. So, yeah, man. basically, so this story here. So my man, he's at the park, right? He doesn't know this woman. And he flinged it on her, like.
No, she was ready to catch it, but what was good is that the cops let him finish up before they arrested them both.
Oh, so wait a minute, she was in on, they were together.
Yeah, she was sitting on the park bench. He's just over top of her standing, you know, whacking to finish it off to give it to her. And the cops pretty much videotaped him. And, this was, got on both. And and she had the look of a Pornhub finishing move. It was just all everywhere.
Oh, yo.
Fake eyes, no, it was everywhere. And he's doing the ha ha ha.
Right. Hey, man, you know, you like what you like, do what you do, but you can't do it all out in public, man. Come on, now.
Even in Florida, they can't do it like that in Florida.
Even in Florida, you can't
get away with that. Even in Florida, you have to have some type of discretion, man. So, bro, I know it's been a while since you did the Boss Report, bro. What is your take on today's report, man?
There's a lot of nasty, freaky, just cold-blooded people in this world, man. Like, come on, people, Let's do better, man. That's all I can say about the people in this Boss Report. We got to do better. Just as people, we got to do better.
And, bro, it's been a while, but it ain't changed. It's still the same, ain't it?
Still the same, man. Like, ride the bike.
Yes, indeed. Folks, at the Boss Report, me and JC did it for you. Vaughn will be back next week. Folks, check us out, bossmanshow.com for all old segments, interviews. Folks, be good. We out.
And if you don't know, now you know, you know.